So I'll tell. So my other big thing that I'll tell you that we've discovered, I think it's fabulous, and you know it's right because they put the people in jail that are doing this. You know, when they put people in jail, they don't want you to speak. They want you to shut up. That tells you that you should. When they tell you, when your government says don't do that, you should think about doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's chlorine dioxide. Have you heard of chlorine dioxide? Okay.
Eine andere Sache, über die ich sprechen möchte, ist besonders, weil es so gut ist, dass Menschen dafür ins Gefängnis kamen, ist Chlorindioxid.
Right. And I will just tell you that it's I was skeptical. I thought, what is this stuff? And it's distributed by a church, and they, you know, where's the evidence and all that stuff. I would recommend, it's in English, and maybe there's a German translation, but there's a video, it's a documentary, and it's called The Universal Antidote. And I highly recommend people listen to that. It's long, it's in four parts, but you don't have to listen to all of it. This is
the universal antidote.
This is a guy who was an ICU nurse all his life. And he was like me. He heard about this. Years went by. He didn't study it because he thought it sounded a little bogus. And then he decided to look into it. And I learned about it because I ran across people that wanted me to interview Bishop Mark Grennan. I don't know, do you want to translate and then I'll go on with that? Or?
Yeah, I would translate now. Da ist noch etwas, wir hatten über dieses Chlorindioxid, glaube ich, war das gesprochen. Und da gibt es auf YouTube einen Film in vier Teilen und das heißt The Universal Antidote. Ich weiß nicht, ob das in Deutsch zu finden ist. Vielleicht ist es ja auch mit deutschen Untertiteln.
Was heißt Antidote?
Ja, The Universal Antidote.
Was heißt das? Was ist das Wort? Das kenne ich nicht übersetzt.
Antidote, Gegenmittel.
Ah, Gegenmittel. Ja, also wir haben hier alle Chlordioxid verwendet in der Krise.
Was heißt das noch auf einem anderen Wort? Denn weil ich habe, Invermectin habe ich mit chinesischen Mitteln und dann hatte ich, was anderes hatte ich selber gemacht.
Chlordioxid. Chlordioxid, CDL. Andreas Kalker ist der Pionier in dem Bereich.
Ja.
So
you guys know about that, yeah. But it's easy to make, and the thing that so I won't go into all that. You guys have a source, but it's easy to make, and you don't have to take it by mouth. You can sit in a bath every night, and I'm just going to tell you, it's wonderful in the bath. I put 5 cc's of the chlorine dioxide, the MMS, and then 2.5 of the activator. Mix it up, let it sit for a minute, put it in my bath, and I sit in it for 20 minutes. And it is fabulous. You sleep better, you dream, I think it's clearing out your pineal. My knee pain goes away, everything gets better. Bishop Mark Grennan is in jail in the United, he's in actually in Bogota, Colombia. But he's in jail for 2 years. His boys are in jail in Florida for 2 years. And they did nothing wrong. This is a chemical that is used by the food industry all over the world. It's been used for decades. It is because it's non-toxic and it sanitizes our food and our pipes and our water without corrosion. It's wonderful. It's better than everything else.
Also diese Chemikalie, die wird auch in der Lebensmittelindustrie benutzt, um zu reinigen. Und es ist nicht gefährlich. Und Frau Dr. Merritt nimmt damit auch ein Bad für 20 Minuten oder so. Und what was the doses again? How much did you put in? 2 cc?
So in the bath, you add, you have a solution. They call it Miracle Mineral Solution. So It's the solution you make from the crystals, the chlorine, the sodium chloride crystals. So you mix that solution up, and there's a formula for doing that that's on my website, but I can text it to Ted. But you it's 5 cc's of that, and if 5 milliliters of that, and 2.5 of the activator, put it in a hot bath every night. You'll love it.
I would try that.
And, so, let me tell you, Bishop Grennan had women, like he's in third world countries where some tumors get away from people and they're like big tumors on the side of their breast or something. he literally has had these women soak in these baths and had the tumors fall out into the bath.
Wow.
Cancer.
Also mit dieser Solution, mit dieser Lösung von diesen, kannst du mir vielleicht helfen, Gerhard? Diese Mira.
Ja, also das MMS ist nicht das gleiche wie Chlordioxid, aber verwandt. Also ich kenne nur das Chlordioxid, aber am MMS ist so ähnlich. Da bin ich jetzt nicht der Fachmann. Aber sie hat gesagt, sie hat es gemischt mit einem Activator im Bad. Ich weiß nicht, was der Activator ist. Was ist das?
Weißt du, was wir machen könnten? Ich kann auf ihre Webseite gehen und das übersetzen und dir zuschicken.
Ja.
Denn vielleicht auch das andere, was wir gehört haben, übersetze ich auch. Und dann packst du es einfach auf den Blog rauf. Wie wäre das?
Kann ich machen. Wobei, wir schreiben ja keinen Blog. Wir machen ja nur die Radiosendung, die wir dann zum Nachhören hingestellt, ja. Also wir
schreiben Facebook oder so.
Ja, wenn du mir das schickst, ich kann es auf jeden Fall zur Radio, zum Podcast dazu schreiben. Das geht schon.
Okay, ja. Danke. Mhm.
Was ich noch sagen wollte, Lee, back in the 90s, I did this urine therapy.
Now, why did you quit? Did you stop because...
Yeah, it was too...
Well, you were young and you were immortal back then. Yeah. You should try it again now. But seriously, when you're young and you don't have all these aches and pains, you don't notice it.
Right.
But boy, as you get older in your brain, you maybe gets a little fogged in your joints, yeah. So, that's interesting, though, that you knew about it. Because there's a long history, and the doctor in America's name is Edward Group, Group, and they can find his websites. I don't remember exactly the name of it, but Dr. Edward Group. And he and Dr. Buttar are actually recreating, they're finding all this literature that's been suppressed, the medical literature that's been suppressed over hundreds of years, over 100 years.
Right.
And they're putting it back together as a site where you can go and read about this.
So, da wird in das, wir gehen nochmal zurück zu dieser Urintherapie. Da wird der Doktor mit diesem Dr. Murtab, die werden zusammen eine Webseite erschaffen, wo die ganzen Informationen seit uralter Zeit gesammelt werden über die Urintherapie und wie man sie noch anwenden kann. Und dieses andere mit MSN und das habt ihr ja gehört, das werde ich übersetzen und werde das zu Gerhard schicken.
Wonderful. What is this activator you put in addition to the MMS? What is it?
Well, the actuator, you can use citric acid, like you could use lemon juice, okay? But you can also get, they use, when Bishop Grin and then the people that go out on these missionaries and cure malaria with this, they use hydrochloric acid because it's the same as in your stomach. So, but you can't use full strength hydrochloric acid. It has to be made milder down to 4-5%.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you always add acid to water, not the other way around. So, you know, you can buy stronger acid and dilute it yourself, or you can buy these kits online. A lot of different sources, but
man kann solche Pakete, um diese MSM-Bad zu machen. Und der Aktivator kann auch Zitronensaft sein. Und es gibt auch noch andere Möglichkeiten. Und man sollte immer erst das Wasser und dann die Säure und nicht umgekehrt. Und ja, es gibt auch bestimmte kleine Kits zu kaufen. Vielleicht haben einige Geschäfte das auch in deutschsprachigen Ländern.
Ich möchte euch noch dazu erzählen, und zwar, wie wir das Chlordioxid begonnen haben zu nehmen, haben sehr viele dagegen gesprochen und es wurde eigentlich diskreditiert, und ich habe eine offizielle Seite in Deutschland, ich glaube, das war von der Regierung, gefunden, wo fälschlicherweise, und alle haben sich auf diese Seite bezogen, als Bestandteil von Chlordioxid das Natriumchlorid genannt wurde. Natriumchlorid ist wirklich giftig, aber tatsächlich ist da nicht Natriumchlorid drinnen, und die haben das offensichtlich nicht korrigiert auf dieser Webseite, vielleicht war es absichtlich, sondern da ist Natriumchlorid, also Kochsalz drinnen. Das ist voll harmlos, das ist eine basische.
Oh nein!
Sagst du, Lee, bitte übersetze es hier.
Der war in the beginning. Ich muss meinen Kopf umsetzen jetzt wieder. Ja. That's it. Now I have to switch the brain. So ja. I shall tell you that in the beginnings with this SMM, there was a website, and of course, so many people were not happy about it because they were saying, what was natrium?
Natriumchlorid. They say this is a poison, and you don't have, you cannot take it. The CDL. But it's not right. There is no natrium chloride, but natrium chloride.
Chlorine, which and is this salt. Is
salt.
Right. They would equate it with bleach. They would call it bleach and Clorox. No, it's not the same. And they know it. That never was said until these guys started treating people. And Bishop Grennan never got put into jail until he started reporting on people with COVID all over the world that were recovering using this.
Wow.
That's what got him into jail.
Wow. Dieser Bischof Graham ist nur ins Gefängnis gekommen, weil er erzählt hat, dass Menschen mit COVID behandeln konnten. Und deshalb ist er im Gefängnis und auch noch ein paar andere, die also nichts getan haben, die einfach nur so eine Information verbreitet haben.
Ja. Ja, so, it's, and we've got people in jail just for helping people. And now, by the way, they're coming after Pierre Corey in Wisconsin, I believe. They're trying to take away his board certification for helping actually save people in the ICU. These people don't want you to survive. They want you dead. Keeping this in mind. We're going to try and beat them down, but they want you dead.
These are Pierre Corbyn, right?
Corey, K-O-R-Y, Corey.
Pierre Corey, der wird, man versucht ihn von dem Board, also medizinischen Board zu entwenden, und er ist eigentlich ein, arbeitet auf den Intensivstationen und in den Notfallstationen, also ein Arzt, der sehr gebraucht wird, aber man versucht ihn da rauszudrängen, weil er eben eine andere Meinung hat.
Right, and you know, the same thing happened, Didier Raoul in France. You know, he is the first, he started speaking out about using hydroxychloroquine in the ICU, saving lives. They just deplatformed, you know, you couldn't hear about that anymore because they wouldn't let him speak out. And now it's Pierre Corey in America at this point was using ivermectin, same thing. And they don't want you to speak out. They don't want anybody to speak out that actually has a treatment, including chlorine dioxide.
Sie meint, dass die es nicht gerne sehen und überhaupt nicht sehen wollen, dass jemand mit einer dass Ärzte über Heilungsbehandlung sprechen können, die funktionieren, was sie in ihrer Arbeit erlebt haben. Und diese Ärzte werden nicht zu Wort gelassen.
Is hydroxychloroquine similar to chlordioxide?
No, I don't think it works the same.
Okay.
Chlorine dioxide works chemically because it's the perfect oxidation potential. It has a voltage potential, so it kills the bad germs and doesn't kill the good stuff.
Right.
Totally. But the other thing they don't want you. So I have five things I tell people to do to be so healthy you don't need a doctor. Completely get off wheat and anything GMO. I mean, the potatoes are just as bad. So wheat is a bad toxin. GMO, anything's a bad toxin. Don't eat man-made oils. That's part of it. Oh, now I lost my train of thought. I was just going to tell you. You said, is it the same as and parasites? And treat yourself for parasites. We've been lied to about parasites, and parasites are probably very important here. There's a reason they do not want to have anything in our bodies that treat parasites. This is how it's similar. What are the four things they really, really don't want us to have? Hydroxychloroquine, chlorine dioxide, ivermectin, and probably nitazoxanide too. And these are big anti-parasitic drugs. So the parasite drugs probably prevent you from getting bad things happen from the vaccine. I don't know that for sure, but I'm going to tell you, I think everybody should, if you took the vaccine, you should take a treatment program using a parasitic, anti-parasitic drug. If you get sick, think of an anti-parasitic drug parasites are big, and we are all laden. You know, in Egypt, they know this. They treat people. Egypt is like the premier parasitology people. They always treat people for parasites. But it's not a third world country problem. It's Germany and Britain and America and Australia. It's everywhere. If your dogs have to go and get parasite treatments, so do you.
Sie sagt, dass da bestimmte Dinge sind, mit denen wir uns gesund halten können und Dinge, die wir nicht machen sollen. Das erste ist, wir sollten kein Weizen essen, wir sollten menschenhergestelltes Öl verwerten, kein GMO, also kein gentechnikmanipuliertes Essen. Und wir sollten auch ganz doll auf Parasiten achten. Sie meint, dass es nicht gewünscht ist, dass wir unseren Körper von Parasiten klären. Aber sehr viele Sachen sind Parasiten. Und ich kann, wenn wir jetzt in die Kräuterkunde kommen, das sagt sie nicht, aber da gibt es ganz viele Sachen, auch in unseren heimischen Gefilden, die gerade gegen Parasiten sind. Also wir sollen uns von Parasiten freihalten, genauso wie wir unsere Hunde und Katzen und Haustiere freihalten. Und diese ganzen Medizin, now I'm getting, what was it, hydrochlorine?
Well, there are four drugs that are anti-parasitic drugs that they don't want us to know about. They went crazy when Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, so. Da sind vier Drogen, wo niemand das möchte, dass wir es wissen.
Ja, und
deshalb wurden sie auch sehr böse über Trump. Das erste ist, the first one is?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. And then next one?
Chloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, you got it. Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
The chlorine dioxide or MMS. Same thing.
Chlorine dioxide or MNS.
And the last one is, this is a tougher one, but nitazoxanide.
I would have to look at all
right.
That.
People that deal with aquariums, they know what that is. It kills hydra, but it also is good for parasites.
Aquariumbesitzer, die benutzen das auch, weil sie wissen, dass es auch Parasiten und alles andere vernichtet.
How do you spell it?
Hydra. And hydra has been genetically altered in the vaccines too, so that has a dual purpose as well.
I think that's another reason they don't want us. I also think the nanoparticles, the nanotechnology that's in these vaccines, cannot assemble if you have this anti-parasitic drug in you.
I saw
a thing on the website on Telegram a long time ago, that petri dishes, and it showed them pre-treating half one side of the dish with hydroxychloroquine, and then they put in this stuff, and you could see it assembled to these organized networks on one side, it wouldn't on the other side, and that's those nanocarbon networks, the very tiny internal networks this is setting up, the thing that's making us attach ourselves to Bluetooth devices.
Well, the other thing briefly is that there's nanoparticles, they're putting that in all our foods now. And I'll let Isma translate.
Right.
That's good. Frau Dr. Merritt hatte auf Telegram in einem Kanal gesehen, dass, please can you tell me that word again? because I don't want to say it wrong. Please repeat that word.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Oh my God, I made it. Das konnte man im Petri-Dischen sehen, dass... das Material, that was from the vaccine, right? The material,
yeah.
The dish, dass das blockiert wurde, dass das verändert wurde durch diese Chemikalie, die ich gerade eben gesagt habe und nicht nochmal sagen kann. Da brauche ich wieder Hilfe.
Ich kann es also aufschreiben.
I just got a message from my spirit guides, Dr. Merritt, very profound. They said that the world's going to hell in a handbasket in a hurry, but we can turn things around with this kind of knowledge. So thank you for sharing.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I'll tell you, there's
what
there's
did your guide say?
It's a funny expression, that the world's going to hell in a handbasket in a hurry. So, but we're turning things around, make it better. So.
I don't know what that means either. It's an American expression. It means things are going bad quickly.
Right, basically, yeah.
Was Ted meinte, ist, seine Geistführer oder Geistwesen, die um ihn sind, haben zu ihm gesagt, okay, die Welt mag jetzt vielleicht, now I got the problem, mag jetzt vielleicht wirklich bergab gehen alles, aber wir werden es schaffen, das Ganze wieder umzudrehen.
Yeah.
Und das denke ich auch. I have a question for you, Dr. Merritt, because of the parasitic things. You see, in Europe, I love to use herbs, and there are so many herbs against parasites.
Right.
Would it be might be a good idea to drink more teas and use more herbs?
Well, I think they work, and I think they work very well as probably as a maintenance dose. Okay. But there are some things modern medicine is good for, and one of the things is when you've got a lot of parasites in you, as you get older, you've collected all these egg sacs, and these little parasite egg sacs, they're microscopic, but they're encysted all over your body. And I like fenbendazole and nitazoxanide. Those are two anti-parasitic drugs I use. And this is what we use for cattle, okay? In America, you can go to the cattle store and you just buy what you would give your dog and you take it per weight. And I tell people, I can tell you my own personal experience, it's made a huge difference. I used to get night sweats and all sorts of things. I think a bunch of cancer, things that we call cancer, is going to turn out to be parasites. It's going to get really ugly, but we have a treatment. They don't want us to know about this. That's what I'm saying. When we win, we're going to have medical care that is so much better. You won't be in the doctor's office all the time. You'll just be doing your little urotherapy and your fenbendazole at home, and you'll be fine. You know, that's what it's going to be.
Frau Dr. Merritt sagt, wenn wir das alles verändern, dann werden wir kaum noch zu Ärzten gehen, weil immer mehr herausgefunden wird. Und vielleicht auch, wenn mehr Menschen diese Urintherapie anwenden. Und da sind so viele Dinge, wo sie uns nicht erlauben, das zu wissen. Und Frau Dr. Merritt benutzt selber, what was it, fentanyl or what the medicine, the parasitic medicine?
There are two of them. I like fenbendazole or fenbendazole.
Sie benutzt fenbendazole und...
Or the nitazoxanide.
Nitazoxanide. And that is also medicine for cat and dogs, or is it for humans?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. You probably have it under a different name, but if you go down and see
what I'm thinking, when you go
to the vet, ask them what they're giving your dog, and you can give, you know, fenbendazole's been checked in humans. It's very non-toxic. Mm-hmm. And
man kann es vom Tierarzt bekommen, was auch interessant ist. Und man muss es natürlich dann entsprechend von dem Gewicht des Menschen abstimmen. Aber diese Mittel sind erprobt worden, sind nicht gefährlich und man fühlt sich tatsächlich anders danach. Besonders wenn man älter wird, hat man mehr Parasiten in sich, von denen wir eigentlich gar nichts wissen.
I remember also back in the 90s. I'm an electronic engineer, you know. And I built this little generators, frequency generators, and with this anoden to hold and to eliminate the parasites.
No, that's Hilda Clark or Hulda Clark.
What is?
There's a woman that's famous for that. She actually sells them on her site.
Yeah, I built it by myself.
Excellent.
Then.
Well. Of course, that's the and in Germany, you and the Russians are really the leaders on this. Is the wavelength medicine? It's a variation of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
We know that wavelengths can damage things by wavelengths. It's, you could specify. That's interesting that you actually built one. We'll have to see your device
to give it away to the people.
Well, I'll tell you your next project. Here's your next project.
What?
Because the next step on this, let me tell you, I didn't get into the real dark stuff, but just briefly, the next step in this thing, I learned from a Peruvian doctor, and it's the nano mafia. And the nano mafia are it's a marriage of high tech people who are looking at nano robots to get into the human brain to control the human brain. and they married themselves up with the mob, the drug guys, because they needed somebody to get them victims or test subjects.
Da ist, jetzt kommen wir auf ein dunkleres Thema, und zwar who was talking with the mob, the first
well, there's a Peru, it's in South America.
It's in South America, and there is a group, and they want to und die möchten Nanoroboter ins Gehirn packen, damit die Menschen besser kontrolliert werden können mit Nanotechnik. Und die haben sich verbunden mit mit Gangstern.
Yeah, now here's how it works. You don't need an injection to get nanobots into you. It turns out, you're not going to like this in Germany, but it turns out the best way to get nanobots into the human brain is beer. So, yeah.
Und dafür muss noch nicht mal
not the beer.
Eine
Spritze. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Die Deutschen und die Österreicher werden das nicht gerne hören. No. Und zwar diese Nanoroboter, die müssen noch nicht mal mit einer Spritze verabreicht werden, sondern können durch das Bier in den Körper gelangen.
Nein, das glaube ich nicht.
I know. So Germany might be toast, but anyway, no.
We have little breweries here. They don't do this.
I know. We do too, actually. You know, this came from a doctor in Peru that's an internal medicine at a university, and he studied this.
Das war von einem Doktor in Peru von einer Universität.
Yeah, and you know, the technologic people and the neuro people are getting together, and they want to know about getting these nanobots into the brain. But who's going to volunteer for those studies, right?
Me.
So they had to get people in, and just like the CIA years ago experimented on LSD on people without their knowledge, that's happening with these nanobots into the brain.
Okay.
Well. Natürlich gab es dafür keine Volontäre, keine freiwilligen Volontäre. Also musste das ähnlich gemacht werden, wie es damals in der Zeit mit LSD gemacht wurde. Das heißt, es wurde Menschen einfach verabreicht.
Right. Just real quick. I experimented with magnets on beef and chicken at Safeway and other stores in the Seattle area. Almost all of them, many of them, were magnetized with nanobots. You just put the magnet and it just all sticks. See, have some tasty nanobots.
Yeah, that's scary. I've heard that. Now, we don't, I mean, I have my own beef, but I'm worried about the chicken.
Right.
I'm shocked for just a moment. And now I'm going to translate. Ted had Fleisch im Fleischgeschäft mit einem Magnet, den Magnet an das Fleisch gebracht. Und ich glaube, das war Rinderfleisch und auch anderes Fleisch. Und der Magnet hat dran gesteckt. Das heißt, mit anderen Worten, da ist schon ein Nanoteil drin gewesen. Sonst hätte das ja nicht zusammenklicken können. Und Frau Dr. Merritt ist ein bisschen besorgt um die Hühner.
I've done the same things with like oatmeal from Quaker Oats, Kellogg's corn flakes from Kellogg's.
Did you get it from the Quaker Oats?
Yeah, you can get it from Quaker Oats.
No.
But I can live without beer, but Quaker Oats?
But listen, there's a solution. There's a solution. It's very easy to do, Dr. Merritt. When you want oatmeal, you have to. There's a Peruvian village up in the Andes, I know, where they're isolated from the rest of the world. They grow oats there, and you can buy oats there, and you'll be fine. It's a bit of a flight, but you know what can I say? And also, Nestle has been adding it to the water. They have their Water is Life brand.
Right, that's what I've been telling people. If you're if you're worried about snake venom, you're not going to get it from your public water supply. You're going to get it from bottled water.
That's right.
So I'm not so worried about snake venom. I am worried about this stuff. Now, let me tell you why I believe this is a big, big issue and why this may be the end game.
Right.
One second. I have to translate before.
Yeah.
Ted hat auch festgestellt, dass da solche Nanopartikel auch drin gewesen sind in Kellogg's, in Haferflocken und so weiter. Und dann hat Frau Dr. Merritt war dann entsetzt darüber, weil sie isst gerne Haferflocken. Und da hat er ihr erklärt, man könnte das in Peru, könnte sie von ganz speziellen Farmern das bekommen. Die Nestle-Firma hat in dem Wasser auch solche Sachen. Und Frau Dr. Merritt sagt ja auch noch, dass wir brauchen keine Angst vor dem Schlangengift zu haben. In der Hinsicht, dass es so irgendwie zu uns kommt, sondern es kommt aus diesen aus den Wasserflaschen von Nestle. The water bottle is from Nestle, right?
Yeah, the water. Nestle's water.
Yeah.